Somehow 12 years have passed since I began writing Reading for Leading. To mark the anniversary, each month I will feature a special Reading for Leading guest column from one of my favorite authors, most of whom have become mentors, colleagues, and even friends. In upcoming months, you'll hear from Jim Kouzis, Sally Helgeson, and Amy Lyman. I launched the series with a brilliant message from Robert Fritz, a genius when it comes to the creativity of leadership. Here are Robert's thoughts on how leading is no problem. Most people do not make a distinction between problem solving and creating. Because of that, all our politicians talk about our problems and how to solve them. However, the great leaders have a completely different orientation, creating desired outcomes. You can solve all of your problems and still not have what you want. Problem solving is taking action to have something go away, the problem. Creating is taking action to have something come into being, the creation. After making this point at a Harvard Vanguard Leadership Academy program that I teach, a Harvard professor came up to me afterward and said, "I'm struggling with this idea about problem solving." "What's so hard about it?" I asked. "Nothing," he said, honest man that he was. "I just hate it because I've been teaching problem solving for the last 20 years. The creative process is the most successful process for accomplishment in history. It has created all of the arts, science, engineering, and the best things about our civilization. A leader that understands that job number one is to create rather than problem solve has enduring impact. It is not to say that problem solving doesn't have its place occasionally, but if it is chronic, at best, you can get rid of the current group of problems, only to find there's another group ready to drive the action. The great leaders lead us to something we want, not simply away from what we don't want. To paraphrase Dan, lead with your best creative self, and that won't be a problem.